You've likely heard that there's a changing of the guard afoot at the U.S. Capitol. Speaker John Boehner's sudden resignation is revealing deep rifts within the Republican Party. As WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports, more moderate GOP lawmakers from our region are not sure how much say they'll have in picking the next speaker.
Outgoing House Speaker John Boehner was once considered one of the most conservative lawmakers in Congress. But he angered the Tea Party wing of the GOP by working with Democrats to pass bills to, say, keep the government from shutting down. Central New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance is going to miss Boehner.
I think he did a fine job under extraordinary circumstances, and I'm sorry that he has chosen to resign.
Lance says the goals set by some members of his party, like immediately repealing Obamacare and defunding Planned Parenthood, are unrealistic.
It's clear to me that since Republicans have controlled the House beginning in January 2011, there has been significantly greater financial discipline than was formerly the case, so we need to continue to do that. I do not favor shutting down government.
Cutting spending is far from good enough for many House Republicans. Remember former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor? He was ousted in his Virginia primary by economics professor Dave Brat. Now as a congressman, Brat joined a Tea Party group called the House Freedom Caucus. With the GOP picking new leaders, Brat is among a group of conservatives demanding leadership candidates meet a purity test.
I'm going to support whoever puts their principles down on paper ahead of time. And those principles have to be the big deal. Balanced budget, no amnesty, get rid of Obamacare.
That purity test doesn't sit well with more moderate Republicans. Pennsylvania Congressman Pat Meehan from Delaware County says those pledges could box in GOP leaders.
Yeah, and I'm not quite so sure that you can predict all the dynamics of where we need to go in the future, either in events we know of or events we can't anticipate. So I'm always a little bit worried about litmus tests.
Meehan says some of his colleagues forget that the GOP only has a slim majority in the Senate, while a Democrat still sits in the White House with a veto pen at the ready.
Once again, it's coming to solutions, fighting for principles and sticking to principles, but appreciating that in the end we've got to govern and finding a way to get the best possible solutions we can, recognizing the mathematics that we face. And there's a reality about counting votes.
Pennsylvania Congressman Tom Marino hails from rural Lycoming County and would not describe himself as a moderate. He says with Boehner on his way out, there's a chance for him and other rank-and-file Republicans to have a greater say in the party's direction.
It's time for us, as the Pennsylvania delegation has been doing, looking these guys in the eyes and say, okay, what are you going to do about this? And this is what we think should be done about conferences and we getting involved in matters.
Marino adds that it's good for the GOP that Speaker Boehner, who he calls John, is moving aside and allowing the next generation to lead.
You know, there's a transition here, and I don't mean this pejoratively to anybody. John is part of the old guard. And now, you know, part of the old guard that was cast with 88 of us in the 2010 election, who are the 21st century guys.
Tea Party conservatives had been mumbling about trying to push Boehner out this fall. His voluntary exit is saving the party some embarrassment, according to South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur.
Speaker Boehner, I think, decided to leave now because he thought it might help to bring some healing, and I've seen some evidence of that.
Still, the Tea Party is not a group that will just go along with whatever direction the party moves. MacArthur is predicting a fresh set of headaches for the new slate of leaders.
I'm a realist. People's convictions aren't going to just go away, and tactics that have worked for different groups aren't going to just be forgotten. They're going to do the same things over, and we're going to have to deal with that.
Some more moderate Pennsylvania and New Jersey Republicans are trying to convince incoming party leaders that there's a critical mass of lawmakers who want them to govern in the middle. But they're facing off against the vocal and energetic Tea Party wing. Whoever wins could have implications for next year's presidential race. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.